Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
The vice president addressed the nation to acknowledge she lost the election.
My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country.
She called on former President Trump to offer her congratulations.
Well, politicians across Texas are either welcoming the results or they say that they're worried about what this election will do to the future of the country.
Governor Greg Abbott says every candidate he backed for the Texas House of Representatives won, and he should now have enough votes to pass school choice. On the presidential election, he congratulated Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, writing, "God bless America." Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Americans took their country back from the socialist left. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett won re-election but reposted a tweet saying elections have consequences and this will change the Supreme Court for a generation. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says Democrats should not despair but accept the election results and try to better connect with people who feel Donald Trump offered enough promise to outweigh what she describes as his clear threats to our institutions. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, voters in Dallas said yes to a measure that cuts penalties for some pot. This takes away a punishment for up to 4 ounces of pot. That's a quarter pound. Ground Game Texas Executive Director Katina Vollinger says police cannot use the smell as a probable cause either.
After these have been passed overwhelmingly by the voters, making sure cities comply, we need to also follow up, right, and make sure that we have their backs to make sure the city follows through with it.
Austin, Denton, and Lockhart also adopted similar rules. Lubbock's the only place to reject the changes. 65% of the voters there opposed an amendment back in May.
Well, voters in Dallas made some changes to the city that many city leaders opposed.
Voters passed Prop S, which lets residents sue the city if they don't think Dallas is following its charter or state law. They also passed Prop U, which requires Dallas to use 50% of new revenue for police and fire pensions and to increase starting pay for police and maintain a force of at least 4,000 officers. Monty Bennett is the CEO of the Ashford Group, who backed the propositions, and says it's funny how so many past and current city leaders oppose the measures.
It's kind of suspicious, isn't it, that all these people are on the same side? I mean, they're so ferociously against it. You know, I think the people saw that, and I even heard comments about, well, if all the politicians are lined up for something, then I'm against it.
Proposition T failed, which would have tied the city manager's salary to an annual survey. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We've got more on the developments for you throughout the afternoon here at KRLD on your desktop at KRLD.com and everywhere you go in the Odyssey app, or you can tell your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Well, Fort Worth police are investigating what could be the accidental shooting of a 16-year-old. The 16-year-old died. It happened last night at a home on Avenue L on the city's east side. Police got there and found Damarian Henton had been shot, tried to save him, but he did not make it. Detectives say someone else was holding the gun when it went off. They're interviewing him, but so far no arrests have been made. We asked Fort Worth police if anyone else was in the home at the time, but right now there are no more details they can give us.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Back to the election. The election aftermath, I guess. We've gotten in touch with Gromer Jeffers, political writer with the Dallas Morning News. Doing okay. Austin and I have been talking that, you know, that the surprise, I think, for us were the margins of victory in Texas for Trump and for Ted Cruz. Were you surprised as well?
Yeah, the margin of victories, because, you know, for Cruz, it's been basically single-digit race in 2018 with Beto O'Rourke, right? 2.6 percentage points. And the polls showed a single-digit race this time. And you saw what happened. It was just a total domination. And when you look at that map to see what Donald Trump and Ted Cruz did, I think they won most of South Texas. It's just astounding what happened and how they did well with Latino voters and you know, and some black voters. It just shows you the collapse of Democrats and Kamala Harris and at the end of the day, Colin Allred in Texas.
Is that is it the Latino vote? Is that what is the big factor here in this election?
I think so. It's one of them. Messaging is another and issues, but the fact that Donald Trump and to some degree Ted Cruz, that they were able to attract a level of Hispanic Latino voters, and at the end of the day we'll see exactly what it was. But you got to go back to George W. Bush in 2004 to see a Republican candidate doing that well with Texas Latino voters. It's just astounding. And this has been an effort of Republicans through the through election cycles to do better with Hispanic voters. It's been a goal of theirs. They've worked hard at it. They think that their message works with, you know, the conservative message works with that part of the electorate. And obviously it's paying dividends. And there may be some other things with Trump, but definitely that's one of the core reasons they did so well.
Gromer, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Dallas Morning News political writer Gromer Jeffers is with us here on KRLD. And he's right, something we hear every election. Texas is turning purple. It's happening. It's going to turn purple. So that's definitely been set back a little bit. It is 11:30.
Yeah, definitely.
11:32 at KRLD. Mike Rogers, Austin York with you. Stick around. We'll be right back. Talk about Propositions S, T, and U. Locally, those charter initiatives in Dallas, S, T, and U. Two of them passed. One of them did not. They would require city council to set aside 50% of excess revenue for public safety. That one passed, barely. It would allow citizens to rate the city manager's performance. That failed. And the third one would allow residents to sue the city if it doesn't comply with the charter. That one passed narrowly. So ST and U, two of the three were approved. All of those propositions were pushed by a group called Dallas Hero that worked to get the signatures needed to get them on the ballot. Monty Bennett is one of the backers of Dallas Hero. So you are, I guess, 67% happy right now?
Yes, very, very happy. And I've got to give God credit. There's a lot of prayer and fasting that went into this. But also, you know, Pete Morocco that laid the effort did an incredible job, and 170,000 Dallas citizens signed these petitions, and 350,000 people, you know, voted in these elections for these. So this is a groundswell of movement. The people of Dallas, you know, want the crime problem to be solved, and they're tired of politicians saying they're going to solve it and then never solving it. So it's a great win for the people of Dallas.
Did the split vote surprise you?
No. The city required the language to be changed on that one, actually on all of them, and it just made them all just more convoluted. And so after that change, Dallas Hero folks thought that that one wouldn't pass because of that language change. It's just long and confusing now. It's still a great day.
Were you at all concerned about both members of both parties and former mayors and former city councilmen and so on coming out against this? This such a big movement of city officials coming out against your propositions?
You know, it's kind of suspicious, isn't it, that all these people are on the same side? I mean, they're so ferociously against it. And, you know, I think the people saw that. And I even heard comments about, well, if all the politicians are lined up for something, then I'm against it, because people just don't trust politicians. And it's just suspicious to me. I mean, either one, all these people, quote, care so much about the city that they'll spend millions of dollars and all this time and energy because they care so much, or there's something else suspicious going on. And I fall into the latter camp. I'm not sure what's going on, but you see these boondoggles of people flying to Japan and spending $6 million to count trees and all the government waste that's going on. I suspect that you know, all these people don't like dollars going to the priorities of the people of Dallas. They want them to go to contracts for their buddies and all these other kinds of things. And it's just a shame, because in poll after poll that I've seen, people have been crying out for more police. And, you know, here the city budget last year went up a staggering $400 million, and yet they just threw a few crumbs over to the police department. It's just not working. They don't listen to the people. And the people finally had a chance to speak, and they spoke loud and clear.
I have to ask you, why do you care so much? You live in Highland Park, right?
I do. I care because I was forced out of Dallas. I lived in Dallas, and I started a family, but I was down in the downtown, uptown area, and it's too dangerous. And I had to leave if I'm going to have a family. And so I left, and I've lived in the Dallas area since 1989. And I had to go move to Highland Park, and I've got a business in Dallas and I want to move it downtown, but my employees will lynch me if I do because of the crime problem. And you see Bank of America, I mean, what'd they do? They moved their headquarters a third of a mile to get out of downtown and paying three times the rent. And if you ask anybody over there, off the record, they'll tell you it's because of the crime problem. Meanwhile, I gave a speech about this whole problem, and I had former Dallas mayors literally line up afterwards in front of me, dressing me down, and how dare I say that there's a crime problem downtown. I mean, it was weird. Everybody knows there's a horrific crime problem downtown, and we couldn't even get these people to say that it exists, much less solve it. So the people, they're just tired of it. They're just tired of all the crime.
Real quick, we're running short on time, but how long does the city have to hire the 900 cops?
Oh, this is another piece of misinformation that they put out. You know, it was just crazy. They have as long as it takes. It just takes 50% of the increase in revenues toward that goal and other goals. So they theoretically have 500 years. It just depends upon when they have the revenue to do it. And again, it's why they didn't do any better, these amendments, because the city and its allies put out all these lies about it. And, you know, it's just a shame. It's no surprise, I guess, but it's just a terrible shame.
Appreciate the time. Mr. Bennett, thank you so much. That is Monty Bennett. He's one of the big backers, the big backer of Propositions ST and U. S and U made it. T, maybe next time.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.